Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Jacob Newman. I'm the Regional Services Director for Silver Spring.
And we're talking about the 17th annual Silver Spring Jazz Festival that's coming on Saturday, September 10th. Obviously we're in the 17th year. Tell me how much, it's grown. Do you have any idea of, how many people came that first year versus now?
My goodness, I do not, but I do know that it is one of the flagship events for downtown Silver Spring. We have, a really wonderful following as it is in its 17th year. And this year we're adding some new features to the Jazz Fest. We're proud to announce that we're gonna have a beer garden from three of our Silver Spring breweries, Denizens, Astrolab, and Silver Branch. And so there's also, public art opportunities and an opportunity for anyone of all ages to join in.
Awesome. Awesome. And I want to get to the lineup in a second. Some big name here, musicians playing. But before we even get to that, remind me where exactly it's located. If people are familiar with, downtown Silver Spring, where they have sort of the couple streets blocked off and they're now that walkable little plaza there. AFI Silver as a movie guy. Love it. You got the Majestic over across the way, the multiplex, but all those restaurants. But where exactly are you located?
Well, you've said it. We are One Veterans Plaza. And those who are familiar with Silver Spring know the beloved Silver Spring Civic Building in Veterans Plaza, where over 600 festivals and events happen throughout the course of the year in the Arts and Entertainment District, right across, as you said, from the Majestic Movie Theater and downtown Silver Spring.
So you're down. So if you park, which parking garage is that? That's not the Fenton Street one, is it? Or is it? What's that? Is it Ellsworth?
Well, yes, it's Ellsworth and Fenton Street, and there will be some parking, although we really are encouraging people to take Metro or rideshare. It is a very popular event, and so if everyone's driving in and driving out, it creates a little bit of a traffic jam, and over the years, we've learned that it's really helpful to park at the Fenton Street garage, as you mentioned, or in some other garages more in the periphery of downtown Silver Spring.
Right, exactly. It's the parking garage over by the Chick-fil-A. I think there used to be a Fuddruckers over there, but it's the one near the Majestic Theater.
I mean, that's one of the benefits of Silver Spring is everything's walkable in close proximity, and you won't be too far. You just listen for the noise and come on down.
Awesome. All right. Well, I've detoured us into a geography lesson more than I wanted to. Let's go into the music. We have one of the great Marsalises. Tell us who I was playing.
Yeah, well, we're really excited this year. We will be having two stages. On our main stage, we will have Chop Teeth, which is boasting funk and jazz. We'll also have Paul Carr and the Real Jazz Ambassadors. Marcus Johnson, who is acclaimed and famous here in Silver Spring with his Crank and Flow go-go band. And of course, Delfeo Marsalis and the Uptown Jazz Orchestra will be our headliner. On our second stage, I think what we are trying to do is really cultivate what Silver Spring is very much already known for, is its diversity. And so we have an Ethiopian band, Fidel, a Venezuelan band, Latin jazz, as well as Loidi, Portuguese and French. And so really there's a nice eclectic mix of music for all folks. And there will even be a pre-party festival, if you will, over a little bit further down on Ellsworth in front of Doghouse. Our friends in downtown Silver Spring are putting on a show a little bit earlier in the day from 1 to 3.
Great. Now, I know Delfeo Marsalis is performing this year. Haven't you had the other Marsalis brothers in the past?
We have. In 2005, Winton Marsalis played, and in 2013, Branford Marsalis has played. We've also had the privilege of having greats such as Aaron Neville, Sergio Mendez, Arturo Sandoval, and Diane Reeves.
Awesome. All right. Well, that's the music. How about anything? You mentioned the beer garden. How exactly does that work? Do you need to get tokens or do you just come up with cash, or how does that work?
Yeah, well, the breweries will be taking cash and card. We'll, of course, be checking IDs upon entrance to the beer garden. There will also be two art demos, Kolam Sandart, which is East Indian traditional art form, also referred to as Rangoli. And then we have Raices Culturales, which is a sawdust carpet form from the Guatemalan Lenten tradition. So there's going to be art, there's going to be games, there of course will be our beloved breweries, and a whole lot of great music.
What kind of food might be there, and which breweries? Do you have any details?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't believe I haven't said already. These are the three breweries located in downtown Silver Spring: Denizens, Astrolab, and Silver Branch. And in, for food, we're still working on the full lineup, but hopefully going to have some Money Muscle Barbecue, and perhaps even trying to think what that second one was that we were looking into. I know it's street food. I think it's going to be Thai street food.
Oh, awesome. And you mentioned a few seconds ago that there's going to be games too. Like what all we got? Like cornhole, or what do we got?
Yeah, we got some cornhole, giant Jenga, putt-putt golf. We'll also have a lounge in the beer garden for people to comfortably relax and enjoy their beverages before walking a few steps out of the formal area and onto the plaza to enjoy music.
Awesome. Now, is it like a free outdoor thing, or do you have to like register ahead of time, or what's the deal with that?
There is the opportunity to register in advance for some prizes that we give out each year, whether that be a Jazz Fest chair or some other tchotchkes. But yeah, it's a completely free event. You can show up on the day of for all information about the festival, and also anything and everything that's happening in downtown Silver Spring. There's our website, silverspringdowntown.com.
Awesome. Now this is, big picture it for a second. It's a big time of year in this area for jazz festivals. The DC Jazz Fest is rolling out and, you know, Labor Day weekend. I think Roslyn Jazz Fest might even be happening the same weekend as you all in the Silver Spring Jazz Fest. But why is sort of this, is it like an end of the summer, early fall, like, you know, a way to send out the change of seasons, or why is now like a great time for all the jazz fests in the area?
I can't speak for the other locations, but, you know, 17 years and it's always been around the same date for Silver Spring. And I would say, you know, even if you have the option for one or the other, Silver Spring's got something for everyone, whether it be the Jazz Fest or any of the other restaurants, retail, movies, or other amenities in the downtown. I mean, come early, stay late. We're really excited that this event is happening this year. It's in the middle of a very busy and important month. It's Hispanic Heritage Month. It's African Heritage Month. And, bookending this really fantastic event, we're also going to have an Ethiopian Day celebration September 4th. It's the largest Ethiopian celebration in the region. We'll be celebrating all the way to the end of the month with Pan-African Fest on the 24th. So Silver Spring's always got something great going on.
Oh, yeah. And why is it, you know, as a music genre, why do you love jazz so much? Why do you think fans keep turning out every year, you know, as an art form comparing to other music? Why is it just, you know, every 17 years running now? Why is it so beloved, do you think?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that a lot. Personally, I have a connection. My father was a jazz DJ at the New York University back around the birth of Cool. And so jazz is something that I've grown up with in my own household. And I think that it's relatable to people, maybe for anecdotes like that, or just because, you know, the music moves you, it touches you in different ways. I have noticed that in jazz fests across the country, there are some which are staying, you know, tried and true to traditional jazz, and other festivals that are branching out and crossing over a little bit with other subgenres, or even breaking into some funk and some blues, and in that really appealing to broader crowds and the masses.
Awesome. In addition to all the great music that it's going to be, I believe it's 3 to 10 p.m. there, right? Yeah. So So in addition to all your Jazz Fest music, I mentioned I'm a huge movie guy. So the AFI Silver there is going to be playing 12 Angry Men, The Philadelphia Story, and a Grease sing-along all throughout the day. If you need to cool off and come back out and hear more music, just make a whole day of it. All the restaurants, like, yeah, speak directly to our listeners of why, you know, you could make a whole day of there if you really wanted. There's so much stuff going on.
Oh, yeah. As I mentioned, there's something for everyone, whether it be going to AFI, one of our longstanding restaurants or a new restaurant like Jay Hollinger's. There's, you know, food, fun, things for families. Come early, stay late. Silver Spring's got something for everyone.
Awesome. Thanks again for doing this. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me on the show. And I hope to see you down there, Jason.
All right. Sounds good, Jacob.